AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. How many times have you heard firefighters say, be careful with generators because the carbon monoxide they generate, if not properly vented, can kill you? A generator is believed to be responsible for the deaths of a father and his seven children in Princess Anne, Maryland. The stepfather told AP correspondent Juliet Linderman, the children's father was running a generator to keep his kids warm after the electricity had been turned off because of an outstanding bill. Linderman reports the father's supervisor became concerned when he didn't show up for work.
She knocked on the door. There was no answer, and so she filed a missing persons report with the police. She hadn't seen him since March 28th, and she had asked other employees to go look for him, and she suspected something was wrong when he wasn't showing up to work.
Before the prosecution closed its case in the Boston Marathon bomber trial today, they played Islamic chants found in Zohar Tsarnaev's digital music collection. A defense attorney used a closing argument to portray the suspect as a kid under the influence of an older brother with bad intentions, but federal prosecutors countered that Tsarnaev played an active role in the deadly attack. The jury is expected to begin deliberations sometime in the morning. Closing arguments are scheduled tomorrow morning in the murder trial of New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez. The jury could get the case late tomorrow. A revised indictment unsealed in New York has charged a fourth man in a terrorism case, accusing him of attempting to raise funds to help U.S. residents go overseas to join the Islamic State group. A good start on Wall Street, the Dow up 118 points. This is AP Radio News. The NBA is set to become the first U.S. professional sports league to visit Cuba since President Obama ordered diplomatic relations between Washington and Havana restored.
The league will hold a four-day development camp and host clinics for youth later this month. Recently retired two-time MVP Steve Nash and newly elected Hall of Famer Dikembe Mutombo will be among players and coaches who take part. The NBA and the basketball world's governing body also will invite two players and one coach from Cuba to join an upcoming Basketball Without Borders camp for the first time. It'll be the NBA's first event in Cuba. I'm Martin DeCaro.
Tonight's national championship is living up to its advanced billing. Duke and Wisconsin were tied 31 points apiece going into their locker rooms at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Now, with just over 6 minutes left, the game is all tied up, 54-54. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.